Vez Hashem continued, Pel Yoitz Ois Aleph, we're discussing Chinuch Habanim, loving our children, educating our children, and I welcome everyone from around the world. This is Shir number 17. V'yoyset Sarich Lizor B'mash Yishirunu Rabbi Seinu Zal. We have to be very, very careful. V'yoyset Sarich Lizor Shlo Yishane Lebein Bein Habanim Kikosha Kishol Kino. A parent has to be very careful not to give favoritism amongst his children. Extremely careful not to do that. And we know that as great as Avram Avinu was, and as great as Yitzchak was, Yaakov Avinu was the Bechir Sheba Ovois, was the greatest of the Ovois. Greatest of the Ovois. Yet, there was some gaguim, some feeling of a certain level of closeness, that Yosef was his son from Rachel, from the Ikur Akeres Abayas, from his main wife. And this brought some jealousy, as we all know what happened. And this brought some jealousy. And if Yaakov, on his great level, could make a mistake, we had to ask ourselves, are we showing favoritism? You have to make sure we're not. HaKlal Hu, the rule is as follows. L'fi daitoi umidoyisav shel ben. This is very, very important. The Pasuk says, Chanoch l'nar pi darkoi. Chanoch l'nar al pi darkoi. Educate the child according to darkoi, his, the child's makeup. Sometimes you have a child who could sit well. Sometimes a child, you need crazy glue. And that's not going to work. His pants are going to stay there. He's going to be somewhere else. It's just not going to work. I'm not going to say who it was, but a certain person told me, Rav Avigdor Miller Zatzal knew him, that he was that type of kid. And you know what Rav Miller told him? Rav Miller told this boy, he says, go sit in my seat. You hear this? The Rav of the Shul, the great Rav Avigdor HaKohen Miller, Zechet Tzadik Levracha, knew that the kid didn't have the ability to sit for a second. But when he would have the ability to sit in the Rav's chair, I could sit in the Rav. Chanech Lenar Pidarkoi. That worked. Educate the child. Don't break and force a child into something they can't do. HaKlal Hu, L'fi Daitoi Midoyisav, according to the way Hashem created this child. His Midoyisav. Father has to educate the child. If a child makes a mistake to a parent, it's important that the parent is meichel. The parent forgives the child. Because chas v'shalom, the child can be punished because of the lack of respect that the parent was given by this child. And don't be so precise with them. I want to tell you something. Kibud Av V'Em is very serious. As children, we don't realize this until we get older. So hopefully we realize it when we're younger. But Esav HaRosh, Chazal tell us, got, even to this day, the zechuyos that he has and his descendants to this day is because of the kibud av that he gave to his father Yitzchak. Lefamim yasa atzma ki cheresh v'lo yishma uki'ilu lo einoi roya. And sometimes a person has to make himself as he didn't hear, didn't see anything. I have a Rebbe of mine from ninth grade. I graduated ninth grade many years ago. But I still keep a shaykhus, my ninth grade Rebbe. And I feel that I'm here to some degree in his credit. And he told me this not too long ago. I said, how's the class go? He said, sometimes the Rebbe has to pretend he didn't hear what the child, what the student said, or he didn't see what happened. And move on, just move on. And it's the same thing with a parent as well. Sometimes, just move on. Don't take every little point and be so strict with it. Now, it's very easy saying the words here right now. But when you get in the battlefield, that's when you have to try to apply what we're learning now. And there are times you have to mevatel your rotzen, even though you know really what you want to do, but you let it go. And that's, you should know, How much money, let's think for a second, how much money do we spend on children's education? From beginning to the end of wherever the education stops. A lot of money. This doesn't cost you a penny. You are educating your children. When your children see that you're letting it go, whatever the case might be, whatever the example might be, that's a lesson for them to see. V'zeh klal gadol, and this is the big rule. Klal gadol haroitz lezakis es nafshel v'nevesh banav acharav. This is the very important rule. To sometimes pretend you didn't see, sometimes pretend you didn't hear. Don't be so strict, so makbid, and be mevater and let things go sometimes.